Hi! Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast program. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery, leadership revolution, and life success. Learn something new from our mentoring conversation today. Everyone. Well, today's guest is Angel Jones, and he encourages warm conversations with people who are uniquely different, but who share the similarities of an authentic, integrity-driven passion to inspire the world. Twin Island of Trinidad and Tobago is where he lives and loves to have great conversations through his podcast. He has guests from all over the world, and he enjoys thousands and thousands of conversations. His latest goal, he exceeded his 800 conversations in 3 months and went to 811. So welcome to the program, Angel, who's an entrepreneur and a life coach. You're also an author.
Ooh, yeah, I got to get that title to my name now. Wow, how exciting.
Yeah, that is. That's amazing. So your podcast show is 12-Minute Convos, and you and I had the opportunity through LinkedIn to be able to connect, and you asked me to join you on your show. And so for the podcast listeners, I'll put the link to your website where you have my show or our episode together, and they can listen to the questions that you asked. And yeah, you brought back Helen Reddy into my life.
Wow, I was listening to her right before we got started, just to commemorate when you said that. Your episode number was 1,453, and I definitely had fun on that particular Saturday morning. I remember it as though it was yesterday, because my wife, she had some guys that were over to complete a job they started, and she said, no, they have to do it today. They have to. So there was pounding for those that listen.
Right, there was pounding in the background. Yeah, little construction. You know what I appreciated about that was that you let your wife do her thing, and you were able, and we just worked around it.
Yeah, we better, right? We better had.
That's right. So tell us more about who you are as a person. And it seems to me like you have a very strong essence of compassion for other people, and a really organic desire to help people become better and plugged into their passion.
Yeah, most definitely. Zig Ziglar, that guy,
yes.
Zig Ziglar said.
He's a fan of mine. He's for the audience, he's been around a long time. He's a sales guru. He's got many books on selling tips. So if you're struggling with, how to sell and what to word and connect, look up Zig Ziglar. He's got a number of different books. But go ahead, Angel.
Yeah, most definitely. The night Zig died, right? It was funny. I had a dream. There was a star that usually stars, you see stars falling, right? But I had this dream, and the star was like going over a hill then. And I remember the next morning getting up and seeing Facebook flooded with condolences to the family of Zig Ziglar. And I thought it was really fascinating. Because Zig helped me understand that it's okay to help other people, and with the idea that you will be helped as well. So he says, help enough other people get what they want, and you will in turn get what you want. That is such of a beautiful principle to live.
Yeah.
It's what I've built my brand around, and other brands, where...
That's
we
right.
Strategically do that.
Yeah. Okay. Because you help people with branding. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. In 2016, I focused in-house with my mother Yes, my mother, Cassandra Jones, she's a gospel singer. My wife, who is an author, she's a different type of author. Like, I get to be author with one book, which is a workbook, by the way, which probably puts me halfway there, right?
Yeah.
But she's the author extraordinaire. So what we did is really focused on those brands in 2016, together with Angel Jones, myself. And building brands around helping enough other people get what they want. So she focuses on diabetes specifically in that period. And then she journeyed into children. So there's children, it's time to meet your teeth. And then there's the ABCs of diabetes for children. My mother did something called It's Not Too Late. Everything connects, Nancy. Like like it's so easy to speak about what we do without it being a bitter pill. Like, I need to promote this because has connected full circle as to how we live our lives, focusing on goals, mental, spiritual, career, physical, personal, financial, and family, and really seeing that fleshed out and seeing so many people being affected by it and infected by it, if you would.
Yeah. That's beautiful. So is your wife's name Amanda?
Yeah, Amanda Jones. I like to call her Sweet Rice.
Lovely.
Amanda Jones. She simplifies through poems. So she does the rhyming thing, right? She believes like hickory dickory dock.
Okay.
The mouse ran up the clock, right? So she says, hey, if you put a rhyme to it, it definitely sticks. It's scientifically proven. Amanda Jones.
Yeah, she's got a book called Poems for You, Your Neighbor. I love that. Yeah. And you've got your book called Your Own Unique Real Self, Yours.
Yeah.
Which the Yours is the acronym for Your Own Unique Real Self.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that book is pretty fascinating, my friend. What we did is after 1001 conversations in 2016, everyone suggested that, well, most people were saying, hey, you need to write the book and you need to write the book now and express what you learned. But again, I wanted to do something that would help again.
right.
And we created the workbook, which is the questions that I ask on 12 Minute Convos podcast. It's an extension to the questions. I do believe that the dots connect in your life. And so many of us have questions that we ask that go unanswered. And truly, it's up to us. Like, I remember when we had our conversation and we spoke about your brother, right?
Yes, I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
Yeah, he left home.
Right.
But
ran
it's
away.
So much connected, right? He ran away. Yeah,
let's right.
Tell us the story, please, one more time.
Yes. So my brother was around 5, and I think I was 3. And he ran away around. He wanted to explore the next block. So we lived in Bloomington, Minnesota, in a larger city. Just walked around the block. And then I remember being with my mother, who was just so filled with emotion, terrified what happened to her son. And a policeman had found him and was walking him home because he knew where he was going. And my mother had my hand. And I remember just admiring him, you know, that he had enough chutzpah, you know, to venture out.
Yeah. Well, I listened back to the podcast just to be prepared, right? And I was saying to myself, one thing you didn't say is your brother's name on the podcast.
Oh.
What is your brother's name?
Mark,
okay. Yeah. And then when we said, hey, it's time to connect it, which is my favorite part of the podcast, I'll tell you, Nancy, it's our secret, right? Where I say, can I offer the interpretation to the thought picture you created in my mind? And for me, that connected to the aspect of you being the mentor that you are, right? And that he was the mentor as well, right? Like he was actually gently mentoring you to go out there and, you know, sing I Am Woman, right? Like Helen Reddy, right?
Yeah, I know. I thought that was so insightful on your part. Like you picked that up so quickly. And I just really appreciated that nugget that you brought to my life, because I wouldn't have figured it out like on my own. Like, that was just, wow, okay. Like you're saying, you help people put together the pieces of their branding and their life in a way that makes sense. It's almost poetic.
Yeah. And you did it, right? It's just, I reverse engineered it, right? Like, you're doing it. Like, you're passionate about what you do. And it's easy to talk about it, right? When you speak about what you do with your year groups, it's easy to speak about that because you know that it's going to bring value to others. That's what I've found when I do that. Like, I've been a salesman for a bit, and I've always attempted to sell things that worked for me. That helped tremendously because now I'm saying, hey, this works. Like, this brings value, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
And I still do that. But how would business look if you were doing it from, this is who I am, and this is the value I have learned from, the value I've cultivated in myself first. And that could be so many things, right? With Amanda, it's poetry, and she writes as an extension to inspire, to encourage and educate and empower people. Makes sense, right?
Totally.
And we're seeing it across the groups. It's really fascinating. We have had one woman, Tanisha, and she's like, it's amazing how it comes out in the groups. I'm sure you would have witnessed this as well, but the groups, there's that energy in it.
Yeah.
That's really fascinating me, because usually having the podcast with the one-to-one conversations, it's one element, but then when you expand into the group setting, it's another element, isn't it?
And other people bring in these other dimensions of to the conversation that you hadn't thought about before.
Yeah, it's like I got chills there. It's really amazing thus far. And truly being quiet and listening is a skill. And I've got an opportunity to cultivate that skill with having so many conversations. So just being quiet.
Empathic listening is the skill.
Yes.
Yeah, that you're really good at. And did you know that only 2% of the population is an empathic listener?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I know. I just recently, my husband and I are doing a presentation tomorrow to a group of attorneys through the Minnesota Bar Association on empathic listening. And so I was doing a little research to say how, I wonder how, if it's been studied, of how many people actually have this deep level of listening and can really hear a person to the point where they really feel, like I feel in talking with you, there's no defenses. I totally am relaxed into myself. So that whatever we discuss, I just feel it's like a pure connection. And so I can hear you, and I want to know more. You know, you spark this curiosity. But yeah, so through this research is how I, uncovered that 2% of the population is actually an empathic listener. And I thought, no wonder we need to do this more.
Yeah, and I felt the same way when I spoke with you, right? So it's like some people would ask, what's the difference in the conversations you've had? But it's really a feeling more than something that I walked away with from the conversation. It's like, well, I guess it's one and the same, but it's like there's something that, like, I've never seen your face, Nancy. So definitely it is listening, right? Because all I'm hearing is your voice.
Yes.
But there's so much in an individual's voice. It's really fascinating. And I think as others dive deeper into the studies, they'll understand how much our voice represents who we are. And then we come full circle to your own unique real self again, yeah?
Yes, right. It always comes back to us.
Yeah, it does.
The good and the bad and everything in between. Good. So tell us more about Trinidad. I just think it's a unique place where you've got a twin island, right, of Trinidad and Tobago. And so I think of those areas as being from Minnesota as a vacation area. So if you're living in kind of a paradise, how do you, where do you go to kind of rejuvenate your spirit, or is it easily rejuvenated because of the place that you're living in?
That's a great question. Definitely the Caribbean and the weather helps tremendously. After experiencing February in Tennessee in 2015, I realized what you guys didn't have.
Hurricanes.
That was cool. That was such of a culture shift, seeing snow. And Tennessee is one of the states that isn't prepared for that, right? Because they said it was like years since they've gotten snow the way they got it that February. But wow, the Caribbean is amazing. It's one of the businesses we're fleshing out right now as well, where we're bringing people to the Caribbean and doing that Airbnb. So you're with us and you get to stay at our home. And then, so it's safe, right? So that's something, that's another business that we do. What helps? I think the culture of the Caribbean has helped tremendously. I spoke to one friend, his name is slipping me right now, but I met him at Podfest 2017 in Florida, and apparently he met someone from Tobago later in the year, and he connected me to her, and he said that I need to connect with her, right? And she said the first thing he said when she told him that she was from Tobago is that, wow, you've never met a stranger, because she came into the conversation with
him. So you felt like you knew her already.
Exactly. So he felt that way, right? And he felt the same way when he spoke with me. So,
and then you two, okay, so you two, so your relationship with this gentleman who introduced you to this other person from Tobago, you all had the same kind of feeling toward each other, like immediate connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's saying it's because of the Caribbean. He's like, wow, you guys never met a stranger, right? So, So I think the culture, Amanda's book, Poems for You and Your Neighbor, we wanted to rekindle that, because so much is going on with Trinidad and Tobago now, where the westernized model is moving in, right? And we're moving away from that neighborly type love that we would express. So she named that book especially for that. Poems for You and Your Neighbor, Health Disorder Simplified, because she thought that it was necessary for neighbors to communicate some type of knowledge to each other, right? Like, neighbor, how you going there? That is our twang, right?
Right.
Neighbor,
yeah.
How you going there? You know, how things going? And how's your sugar? How's your diet? How's your blood pressure? So that is where that comes from.
Sure. So you're trying to preserve the culture.
Exactly. Preserve the conversation.
Oh, more than anything. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. In Trinidad and Tobago, tell us, like, what's the population, and do you travel both to the Twin Islands frequently?
Yeah, probably once a year. So I should go more often, though. So Trinidad is a very rich island. We have oil as one of our natural resources. We also have one of the, I think there are two pitch lakes in the world. So we have one of two pitch lakes in Trinidad as well. It's 15 minutes by plane. And
okay.
There's also a ferry that goes across there. It takes like 2 hours. Trinidad is the city type model. Tobago is pure paradise, laid back island lifestyle, great food, great waters, great beaches. Trinidad has those as well. But Trinidad is more the the entrepreneurial state, and Tobago, again, that place to go relax.
Oh, okay. So that is your vacation area.
It is. The population is 1.3 million, probably just a bit over that.
Okay. Still quite a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think of less populated. That's the regular population without all the vacationers?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wonderful. All right. And so you're married to Amanda. Do you guys have any kids?
Yeah, we do. We have two amazing boys, Jahaziel and Amaziah. One is 8 and one is just about 4. He'll be 4 in a couple of months.
That's kind of a nice age span between the two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's less competition and then you have enough time to kind of get to know each child and kind of get used to them before.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You know, like the first one. Yeah. What do you think?
It's interesting. Well, they're different, right? I guess all children are different, but they're two different personalities. So there's competition. They're both competitive. My 4-year-old believes that he is 12 or 25, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
And my 8-year-old, he is as well competitive and lives in his own world. They're really fascinating to look at. Sometimes frustrating, right, to manage the both.
Sure.
But I love them dearly and wouldn't trade them for anything else.
Yeah. So what kinds of activities are they involved in?
So my first son he's in test mode, I think, still. So he's done the guitar, he's done the keyboard. He isn't into gaming. He reads a lot. He reads an average of 50 books a year.
Oh my gosh.
My second son, he seems to be super athletic. He dribbles a football, well, soccer ball, right? We call it football in Trinidad.
Sure.
And he, like before I got on here, we were exercising. We live on a hill, so we usually go up and down the hill a bit. And he's there running with us, and my other son is reading. So, yeah, that's yeah. The activities, right now.
Okay. Well, 50 books a year, wow, that's really incredible. That will serve him well always. And does he read to his younger brother?
He does. He actually read to him tonight. We read something called, it's a huge book with stories in it. Something about virtues. I never remember the name because there's so many stories in there. But he read a story to him tonight just before we got on.
Oh, it's kind of like fairy tales and virtues?
Yes. And it speaks about confidence and... they split up the virtues in the book. So like Three Little Pigs are in there, right? A lot of American history is in there as well. A lot of American history. But for some reason, he really loves Three Little Pigs.
That used to be my favorite as a child too. Yeah, and we used to, so I have 4 younger siblings and my older brother, Mark, who's no longer with us. But when we were little, the 3 younger siblings and I would dress up as the 3 little pigs.
Wow.
And then one of us would be the wolf. Yeah. It was really, and I love that play. Yeah. The whole story just was scary, but it is a fun story.
Yeah, he definitely loves that. Like right now, that's the story he tells over and over and over and over. He really, really loves that story.
And your 8-year-old, is he into Harry Potter at all?
No, he isn't actually. So he's reading Raving Fans right now by Ken Blanchett.
Okay.
And just before that, he read Who Moved My Cheese?
Oh my gosh. Okay, these are business books.
Yeah.
You're getting him started early in business.
Well, he loves it. It's really not me forcing him. He really loves it. Yesterday, he had a meeting with a guy that connects individuals to other CEOs in countries. And they were testing a model that they use in Latin America, but it's in Spanish. And they really want to cultivate 7 to 12 year olds getting into business. So Jahaziel was helping him change it to English. It was really great to see that happen. And then there was a meditation part where, you know, they just sat there and to see him meditating about what is entrepreneurship and what he can do with assets and what is a liability was truly fascinating, Nancy. Like, my mind is blown by this 8-year-old and what he can accomplish. And especially now, right? With what is to his fingertips.
And entrepreneurship with kids, I mean, it starts early. You know, like starting a Kool-Aid, you know, stand, or, you know, initiating little things in the neighborhood that they're noticing. Like my daughter, I helped her put a card together when she got her babysitting license, and she went around the neighborhood and encouraged, said that she's available for being a nanny. And I think that's great that they're teaching the skills at that level.
Yeah, most definitely.
Instead of just teaching them on your own. I mean, your schools must be pretty progressive.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. A lot of our skills are venturing out of Trinidad because the workforce doesn't support the education level that is being created in the universities. We definitely have talent in Trinidad. Jahaziel and again, my son and Amaziah, I really want them to see the world not in a box, but out of a box. Is that fair? So that they can definitely, again, that comes back to them functioning in their own unique real self.
Yeah.
But at the same time, understanding people around them and respecting that others have that right to function in their own uniqueness as well.
Yes. That makes so much sense. Wow. I'm just so encouraged by this. Okay. Very good. Well, what else would you like us to know before we kind of close out this conversation today?
I think I've said as much as I can. I really appreciate the power of a conversation. I got to speak to you in 12 minutes. I think we went over. It was actually 19 minutes, which happens sometimes, right?
Yeah, right.
But yeah. Nancy, I look forward to relationship building in life. It starts with 12 minutes, and I would like those that are listening to really be more empathetic, if you would. And, just be a bit more present in your conversation with someone else. One of the things I use as my measuring stick, if you would, is that I am not sure if this may be the last conversation I'm having with someone. As well as if I'm having this conversation and it's being recorded, just like this conversation is, mm-hmm. I want it to be understood that this is going to be immortalized, right? So the best that I can bring from it, I will bring that from the conversation for the person and for others listening. And I hope I've done that today.
You have totally done that. That is amazing. I feel like as a better person, just having this conversation with you, because you have been totally present and genuine, and I feel like we're genuinely getting to know each other.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for being part of our program, and I would like to see if you would be interested in maybe having periodic check-in calls where we can just see how you're doing on your end and share what we're learning together.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, I love accountability. So yeah, let's do that. I have goals that I've set up. It's the beginning of the year, right?
Right. And, what are your goals?
Goals. So let me see if I can do this. One quick second.
Okay.
So I build them around mental, spiritual, career, physical, personal, financial, and family, right?
Yep.
And I've done them, like I've done this for a couple of years. And the first year, wow, you should have seen the way I did this. Like I had a goal for everything. And it was deep and it was crazy. It was crazy keeping up with that, right?
Okay.
This time, I've decided to keep it very simple and then do things that surround it naturally. So I have a choice within the borders of what I've set. So, for example, my mental goal is daily reading and writing for 365 days. So I get to do that any which way I want to, right?
So and you're writing and you're reading something about mentoring every day.
Well, not mentoring. It could be anything. Oh. I get to choose, but it's the mental goal. So I'm
the mental goals. Oh, I'm sorry. Exactly. I thought you said
it's
mentor.
Okay.
Yeah, mental.
It's, okay. It's my Caribbean accent.
I've got one too, right?
I love your accent too. So then we have spiritual, which is daily meditation for 365 days. And I'm attempting to do this 3 times per day where I just let go and just be present, understanding who I am and where I am, because I tend to go pretty fast sometimes. Career, group coach expert by having solid experience from enjoying the work, right? So I'm diving into my group coaching sessions really deeply, but really from the place of not I want to make this amount of money in this amount of time, but from the place that I want to gain the experience of everything I can within these groups.
Totally absorb everything that you're experiencing.
Yeah. So it's like I'm going to school instead of looking at it as I have people to coach. Yeah. It's like I'm going to school and this is the work being done. Physical to daily walk 3,000 tracked steps. Usually I don't like keeping my phone on me, so I do more steps, but to just track at least 3,000 every single day. Financial, daily recording of income and expenses. Family, daily hug and kiss. So this was really simple, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Just every single day to have that hug and kiss. And then personal, daily giving of my time or skill to ensure someone else is better. And that looks like this conversation right here today, right? To just daily, you know, just give of the skills and the lessons I've learned from my experiences to gently do that.
Hmm. Yes. You've got it, every aspect kind of taken a look at and focused in on. And I would also just like to offer to you, what do you do when you don't reach your goal? Like if you missed a day, what's your mindset?
I'm very forgiving of myself.
Okay, so it's easy for you to reengage and start again.
Yeah, I definitely am very forgiving of myself. Very, very forgiving. I don't beat myself up as much as I did a few years ago.
Well, and I think that when you're in something for a very long time and you're doing the same kind of work, I think it's important to do exactly what you're doing, which is making the work fun. So creating a space like in your group where you see yourself as kind of the mentee, you know, while you're mentoring others, you're also the student and trying to learn and grasp as much as you can from the other person. Beautiful.
Yeah, there's something I wrote down, Nancy. Can I share something quickly just for the guests that are listening? Something
absolutely.
That I think would. Okay. In 2016, September 4th to December 4th, in the first week, well, I set out to have 1,509 conversations. That was my goal. In the first 4 weeks, I got to 77 conversations, which is an average of almost 3 a day. In the second 4 weeks, the second month, it was 4 weeks, I got to 286 conversations. So I got 286 added to the 77,
wow.
Which is an average of 10 a day.
Wow.
Then in the final 5 weeks, so the final month was a 5-week month, I got to 638 conversations, which is an average of 18 conversations per day. In 2017, this past year, in the first 4 weeks, I got to 159 conversations, which was an average of 7 per day. And in the second week, 4 weeks, sorry, I got to 204. Then in the final 4 weeks, I got to 448 conversations, which is an average of 16 per day. The goal in the first one was 1,509, and I got to 1,001. Ooh, I beat myself up. But in this second year, I set it at 800 and got to 811. And I really just wanted to share the value of momentum. I think that focus intensity over time multiplied by God brings momentum. Yes. So for those that are listening, it makes no sense beating yourself up. Like, just get up and go again, because you're building momentum.
Did you also reach 18 conversations in a day? Did you reach a point where you were like, okay, that's my max in a day?
Well, this is the data that's over a month. What actually happened is I was doing an average of, in the last few days, 30 to 40 conversations a day. There was a time I was tired, yes. But it's amazing to me how people that I'm speaking to are energizing me while I'm having the conversations.
Okay, I can totally understand that. Yeah, that makes some, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good tips for our audience. This was just a beautiful conversation. So many good ideas around goal setting, about being forgiving. And also, you're notorious for setting these audacious goals. And the cool thing about it is you're achieving them. You set 1,509 conversations to have in a certain period of time. And you didn't reach that number, but you reached 1,001. I mean, right? That's huge. Breaking all barriers there for yourself. But there's always room, if we allow it, to beat ourselves up for the little, if we shortchange ourselves at all. So I hope when you exceeded your goal that you are having some nice celebration for yourself.
Yeah, I definitely celebrated this time. Ooh, for 2 weeks I've been celebrating.
That's good. That's very good. All right, we better wrap this up. I know our listeners have a certain amount of time to take all this information in. This has just been a pleasure. So thanks so much, Angel.
And you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
We'll talk again soon.
Sure. Okay. Pleasure, treasure. All right.
Okay. Thanks for everybody tuning in. Thanks, Mike Cabea, sound engineer, brother from another mother, photographer, videographer, you name it, he does it. We'll see everybody next week.